Nigga, you don't hustle, you don't eat. Hustle, you don't eat, nigga.
Fuck that.
Hustle harder. Never hustle harder than me. Think I do this shit for the money? I do it this.
Where the fuck you been at? Under a rock?
You already know what it is, man. It's Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
It's good, it's good. It's your boy, Rio, Ty. We in the building. Wave Nation. Let's get it.
And Mr. Larry Porter for the DMV. What's going on?
We here, baby. We back.
Damn right we back. And Anomaly, what it do, baby?
Hey, everybody, how you doing?
Excellent, excellent. And today it's going to be very, very, very special. We got somebody, Mr. Legit King.
What up, what up? Appreciate that, love.
No doubt. And another special guest, Mr. Quincy, how you do, babe, bro?
How you doing?
No doubt.
I think good over here.
I just want to say, man, we take a lot of things for granted. Life is one of them. But the conditions of our environment may make that so. But on today's show, we got a lot of like-minded and strong-minded individuals that have stories to tell and experience to explore. Real deal, what's going on, bro?
What up, man? You know, regular spectacular, everyday spectacular, you know, it's a fact. A lot of people take things for granted, there's a lot of things going on, and we got to be aware of them so that we can press on. So, you know, this show is going to be very special. We're going to dedicate this to the ones that, you know, maybe going through some things and, you know, not trying to, you know, put yourself out there as, you know, somebody that's necessarily portrayed as weak, but by doing something so strong as, you know, understanding where you at so that you could push forward.
Awesome.
So with that being said, first off, let's go ahead and do a shout out. Congratulations to Legit and Mr. Quincy Jones. They just shared, you know, a special birthday. So, you know, for one, how y'all feel about that? I feel great. It feels great to be 28.
I ain't 28 yet, but it feels great to be 20. So I'm alive. So like you said already,
my skills is down, so I can't complain.
No doubt. What did y'all do for your birthday? Let's start with you, Quince.
What did I get for my birthday? What did I do?
What did you do?
I did everything I wanted to do, honestly, man. Under God.
As far as
my craft goes, I don't really do much but my craft, honestly. I got time for anything else, honestly. I went out skateboarding for early in the morning. I went out skateboarding for about 2 or 3 hours. I had a good time. Ate some good food. Smoked a little bit. Came home and I drew some commissions up and just pray and thank God for another year.
No doubt. I feel that. What about you, Legit?
Man, I came to NC, actually. Spent it with some friends, family, you know, regular. Really just enjoyed it. Went out to eat. Went to Frankie's, actually. I ain't been there in years. Really cut a vibe, whatnot. Nothing major. It's only my 20th, but it's still a blessing. But my 21st, that's going to be crazy, you know. So, yeah, that's really what I did for my 20th.
No doubt.
I wish I was out the country for it, but we're gonna worry about that next birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Can't hold them back.
So
go ahead, man.
You got it.
Nah, I was about to say, so, I mean, our special guest, I mean, the listeners want to know, like, who's Quincy?
Oh. I mean, what y'all want to know? Well, first off, I'm from North Carolina. I'm 28. I skateboard as well as I'm an artist. Well, I mean, I paint. I do digital designs, graphic designs, digital portraits, murals, album covers, etc.
Okay.
That's where my time goes to, if it ain't with that, honestly, and my family.
Okay, gotcha. So I guess when we said, who is Quincy, I didn't mean that you was going to read your Tinder page. I mean, like...
I don't got no Tinder page. I don't do Tinder.
Like, Quincy is special, you know what I'm saying? That's why you're on the show. Like, put it this way. Of course, my bro. Like, what did you think that you made your mark on in life at this point in your life? You say you was 28. Out of the 28 years you was living, what is what people can remember you by as a marker in your milestone in your life?
Honestly, three things. Good energy, skateboarding, and art.
No doubt. And cool. Within your art, I'm pretty sure you incorporate all of the things that you've just mentioned. What do you have a greatest piece of art that you have done already, or all of them are equally special?
Exactly. I know all of them are special to me because I just feel like, you know.
But I can't just pick one.
I can't just pick one because I have my time going to each one, you know. I sacrifice a lot of time into each piece, so I can't just pick one. I started having four kids and just picking a favorite one, you know?
Right. Some parents be doing that.
Favorite children, man. I can't do that, yeah. I love them all equally, like, you know, that's what I try to do.
No doubt. You recently done a piece for Real Deal, Terrell. What piece was that, Real Deal?
My knit piece, man.
Sorry for the wait, bro. And it's crazy how it all mapped out like that, man. Cause like the hat came, like, cause I was going through a stage in my life when she died, man. Like that shit left me depressed, bro. Like it really did. And that hat cheered me up. It really did.
Man, I got that.
That cheered me up, bro. It brought through experience and like it just let me know that like Nipsey's still looking down, man. As a homie Greg passed away at the same time. And my cousin passed away. I was like, man, everybody died at the same time. Man, I might just eat Instagram alone, just get my bubble, man. Like you said, you know, like, because everybody is dying, man. I'm trying to, like, stay out the way. Like, sheesh, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like that hat, man. That hat told me, like, man, whether I hide or not, I can't hide from God. And I evolved through it, you know?
That's a fact. That's what we got to do. It's a fact.
No doubt.
And I ain't hide from nobody. It's just a depressing thing. I don't hide from anybody. It's just like you won't be left alone. Because of what's going on in your own mind, you know, like, damn, what the hell is going on? People are hating for no reason out here, like.
Right.
That's a fact.
I believe people go through things in life in the environment that they can't handle. And so we're basically going from living to surviving. And within the survival, some people live and some people die. But in the conditions that we made in our environment was not conducive for us to witness these people going through what they're going through. Like, if a person witnessed death and they don't know if they accurately processed it correctly, you know? And a lot of different things come from delayed reaction. So you can see something in the moment, but it may not have an effect on you until moments later or days later, weeks later, or even years later. And it just abruptly come out of you of a trigger. You see what I'm saying? So I think it's very important that what you're talking about affected everybody in such a way that we may not even see the actual result from it.
Yeah, right.
And I believe a lot of people, maybe 9 out of 10 people are suffering from depression or have been depressed at one point in their life or don't exactly know how to process their depression. So
I really don't, you know? I really don't.
So it may alter your character. We may not have seen the real you or the real them, you see what I'm saying? Until that point of reckoning that they come face to face with what they claim that has made them depressed in the first place. And some people can turn it into strength. You know, like the human body processes energy to turn out the energy to become, you know, so some people process it negatively and some people can process it in a positive way. And judging by listening to you two today, it seems like you have processed it in a positive way.
Oh, yeah. Let me know that like, the camera's always on, man. God's watching me, man. It's something to stay strong, man. Like it happens in life. Life's a test, you know, and I'm going through my test right now, and I'm going to pass it. You know? I don't have that positive mind state. You know, like, what would Jesus do?
No doubt.
You know, at the same time, both questions do, but in reality, like, what would I do?
That's
it's just, you got to stay strong through the storms, man, because there's a lot of them out here.
Just keep running your marathon, bro. That's what we got to do. And it comes with time, like. It's not. I just don't believe it's gonna happen. Everything don't happen overnight. The greatest things don't happen overnight. So I believe just with time, like you're gonna overcome that. You're gonna see exactly what I'm saying. Like as you evolve through experience, you're gonna be thankful for you went through this because again, you're gonna grow from it, prevail from it, or whatnot, mentally, spiritually, and it's just gonna take you to a whole new level in life to the point where you're just gonna look back and be thankful that it happened. Like that's what the marathon says too. You feel me? And that's how I say a lot. See a lot how me and Nipsey thing go hand in hand. Not to totally say I'm like him, but just I see where our visions came hand in hand after the fact.
Yeah, man, my teacher all my life. Like, since I was 15 years old, you know. Since I was 15, I was in town. And it's like hearing how he went out. It's just like it left me in the shell. Like, man, wow, man, that was just some jealousy and some hate, and it's just like it left me like. I'm a speechless.
Does it make you look at life differently? Because a lot of people had an awakening after Nipsey's death. Was this awakening in you, or did it happen before he passed, or was you on this path before he passed, or that was the straw that broke the camel's back? Quincy.
Hello.
Did we lose him?
Nah, he's saying he's still here.
Well, answer that question to you legit. Did you have an awakening after Nipsey passed or that?
I want to say, no, it was definitely beforehand because like everything, Victory Lap was everything was out already. So I want to say it was after, but after I definitely was hurt like on a spiritual level and I still just had to remember everything happens for a reason, regardless if I wanted it to happen or don't understand the reason at the moment. And that's really just what I had to remind myself and just continue to grow. Because at the end of the day, I truly know Nipsey would still want people to grow no matter what. So it wasn't like, oh, just stop. Like, I just had to keep growing no matter what. But at the end of the day, it definitely left me in an area mentally like, dang, like, I was really hurt. Like, and that's not usually me with any celebrity or anybody. But Nip, like, he inspired me on another level. So when I seen he left and how it all went down, it was just like, oh man. But yeah, I definitely want to say I had a growth after the fact, but not I did have a growth after the fact because I grew from it, but in the day I was still hurt, if that makes sense. So yeah, I definitely just was in a different mind state at that time because of that.
No, it definitely affected the world, I would say. And
can y'all hear me? I'm sorry.
No, it's cool, Quince, we can hear you now. It definitely affected everyone because everybody was hurt. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was
That's
hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And the older you are, the more experiences like that you have experienced. Because a lot of people felt that way when Michael Jackson passed. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then Nipsey is our current hero right now. And hero, I say in different terms, because even though Nip was doing what he was doing when he was alive, a lot of the times we don't understand it because it's the way we process his death. And then there was a lot of media coverage of his passing because a lot of people didn't know exactly everything that Nip was doing. And it's kind of hard to see through the artist or the rap persona because that's what they're showing us. You see what I'm saying? They're showing us the rapper Nipsey, but they didn't show us the philanthropist, the entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? They didn't shed more light on that. It's only to recently that we've known that Nip was doing it as a whole. Not everybody, because most people followed him very closely. But as a whole, like everybody on the outside, to see what Nipsey's legacy actually was, and the whole Dr. Sebi, or it's controversial how you pronounce it. Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying. But it shed more light on that, even though those of us already knew who Dr. Sebi was, because when Left Eye died, it was light shine on Dr. Sebi and before that. So it's generations of generations that has been affected all across the board. So that's what makes somebody special, because it's touching everybody from all aspects. And then it sheds light on everyday instances such as depression, as what we're talking about, because that's not anything light. It's not something to bypass. And for someone to overcome it, you actually have to sit back and realize what you have overcame. Because to do it by yourself is miraculous, you know? It's amazing. To do it with help is marvelous. And to do it, period, is amazing. But some people never reach that state. You understand what I'm saying? So, and to reach it, and for like you two, you have turned something very negative into something very positive. You let that hurt, you let that depression fuel your energy and fuel your dreams and your visions, and you ran your own marathon.
It's that rebranding, you know?
Right. You're still doing it. You got that momentum.
Yeah. Now let me can I say something real quick about that too, because can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
But the with Nipsey, I'm a little bit older. I'm 35 now, but with the Nipsey situation, it touched me just like Pop when Tupac passed.
Yeah.
That hurt me.
Exactly.
I grew up on Tupac. I grew up during that era, and I'm a Gemini, just like Tupac. Sometimes I'm righteous, sometimes I'm righteous, and sometimes I'm ratchet.
But you know what's crazy though, man? It's an interesting deal. Like Tupac wasn't dead, man. I ain't trying to hear none of that, man.
The type of guy he was, he wouldn't let a lot of this slide. Like he would have, he could just be sitting around watching all this going around.
Going crazy. Yeah, like it was like, yeah, so, come on, man.
Nah, he could, you know, I don't care how much money they threw at him or whatever, you know, he trying to live that Machiavellian He would never do that in a situation where he just sitting there watching.
Pop was a real one, man.
Yeah, and the thing about that too, I went through depression. I lost both of my parents.
I lost
both of my parents, and the thing about it, like man, I went through the dark times and stuff. And I'm a happy person, but at the same time, I'm like I could get in my ratchet ways too. But at the same time, I just separated myself from a lot of different things.
I would do the same thing, my friend.
And it took me a while for people was noticing. And they, once you notice that, if you've been around me, you notice my energy off, you already notice it. So it took me a while, man. And a lot of times I didn't even really care what other people were saying. I just let me be. And then another thing too, people did. And it was kind of, when I look at back on hindsight now, they felt like they were doing me a favor by just letting me take it easy and let me figure it out myself. But sometimes you need people to like get yourself up and let's come out, you know, because I'm a strong person. So a lot of everybody just like, look, man, let Larry here figure it out. He like he always does. But I needed help too. I needed somebody to slap me and be like, yo, get up. But the thing about me, man, my parents wouldn't never let me be that way as well. They wouldn't let me mourn, just keep sitting there mourning. And I had to realize that to myself, too. Had to self-analyze, like, what my mom would tell me, what my father would tell me, you know. And the thing about it, they wouldn't let me do that. So that was one of my self-realizations that I had to get up for myself, too, to get back to this, like, to self-analyze myself, to be influencer to somebody else that goes along, that had the same situation that I have as well. And then with the Pac, it was just like Pac. I still listen to Pac to this day. I'm in Baltimore, and my environment didn't help
in certain cases as well.
Sure. Sure
sometimes, it's all about, like, man. It's all about with your environment, you know?
Yeah.
You all who you hang with, you know?
That's yeah. True. And then sometimes you be like, I never know when a nigga try to smoke me, you know? And I'm not sure. Even that. I'm not
get
even.
Get my own shot around.
Dang. But you have to put that in realization. Because even with all the obstacles we have as young black men, males, and females, and we go through so much stuff every day, so
yeah.
We need people like us. So we need people like us to spread the message to live on with Pac legacy, Nipsey legacy, and the legacy, the people that's coming up behind us, that's watching us. So we
that's
need
right.
that. We need to all come together and do that, and keep and y'all brothers keep spreading y'all message and stuff. Let's do it together.
That's a fact.
No doubt, Porter. No doubt.
You said something real interesting because, like, my thing is, you consider yourself strong, I consider myself strong, too. And it's like, I'm different, like, because I don't know. I'm like, they call it an ambivert, but, like, I could deal with people, but I do, like, my alone time, like,
right.
too a lot. I'm saying, like, I'm the same damn way. I feel like, I got to do that, man, get shit done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. I got to have a balance on it.
I can't be around, like, 1,000 people trying to get my craft done. I have to drive me crazy, man. Everybody don't feel it, you know.
That's a fact. So, like, when you talk about, like, death, like, you know, and you know, with your parents and everything, I know that's a real sensitive subject. But, like, with me personally, like around this time, like, even with Nip and everything, like, I lost somebody that was, like, real close to me too around the same time. And, like, you know, when I got the word, like, I ain't know what to say. And, like, even to this day, I don't have the words for it. Like, so, like, I'm the type of person, like I consider myself strong, but at the same time, being that I don't know what to say, because I don't feel like it's either solution or healing at this point, like, I don't have, like, a real, you know, thing to say about it. Like, I just rather not say anything. Like, and, like, what do you say to stuff like that?
A lot of times, man, with me, like I said, I'm very strong, and it took me both. It was a balance, because sometimes I needed somebody, sometimes I didn't. So, and like I said, I'm a Gemini, so I need like a both. Some days I'm more, some days I'm off. But and I was using and with things of that nature, man. It was like, yo, I had to do my mother obituary. I'm the baby of two brothers, so I had to do everything, and I wasn't even prepared for it. But like I said, it was just
me going
back into, like, with my mother. It just came my mother and my father every day in my mind of different things they used to talk to me about, different things we used to analyze and stuff. It was just easier. And then I put my faith in the Lord, and I was just like, look, Lord, let it be. You know what I'm saying? Because people were watching me so much, and the people, like, basically had the mic in my face every day. Hey, yo, what you doing? It just on, like, so, and I'm like, oh, man, like,
man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, and then it was like, that was,
you just feel right now in my life, man.
Using drugs, man. I was using everything. I was using drugs, I was using females.
How'd you overcome that shit, man, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, like, just, man, I just relied, like I said, just relied back on the Lord, man, and my faith. And I just went back in my faith and just went back to me. You know, like, I needed a long time. You know what I'm saying? I needed this time. Like, I love hip hop. So once I focused back on things, like, man, let me get back to things that I love. You know, and I quit.
I feel the same way right now, man. It's like, Quincy, man, George, I'm like, man, I want you, man. I'm thinking about my cousin. Like, my homies is passing away. Like, Nips and like, draw, man. Draw, you can do it. I'm like, yeah, I know, man, but not right now.
Get back to the things that you love, man. Because that's the only thing that's good. Because, like I said, hip hop, I went back to just laughter, man. I went back to really just laughter and, like, separating myself from a lot of the BS. If BS always going to be there. So, but I had to really, I had to really do that and just get back to myself. Because a lot of times it's you know what. What makes yourself click is you to make yourself to know what how you feel about different things, if I can say it like that. So,
No, man.
Just find what you love again, man. Do what you love, man, and what your cousin, you and your cousin like to do, or your, you know,
I fix cars though. You fix cars all the time. I don't know how to fix a car. So. My cousin.
or drill cars.
He's a country nigga, man. He's like dirt roads and all that. He was like all the country.
My father was deep in music. And he brought my mother from Baltimore to North Carolina. The thing that kept basically saved her. You know, awesome. and that's what made my father was humble. So I know him drawing me to the Lord. That's his part. And me being tough and me just overcoming things, that's from my mother's side. So I just incorporated both of them. And I was like, yeah, my father going to want me to go to the Lord, and he loved music. My mother going to want me to be tough, stand up. You know what I'm saying? I had to be a leader for my brothers. And like I said, I'm the baby, so I had to be the leader for them. And my grandmother and my family, my whole world's my family. So you just gotta incorporate the things you love and just get back to square one. And it's gonna take time, and it's not the easy. Don't make it sound like it's easy.
I thought it would be, but it's not. I think about it every day.
And time going, time clicking. So you gotta realize that it'll be 2-3 years. You be like, shit, like. I'm mourning, but time's still going on. You know what I'm saying? And the best way to do it is progressing and putting it on the line, like stuff.
I need to hear that, man. Think up your energy, man. I need to hear that for real.
No doubt.
It's been crazy, man.
Anomaly.
Yeah.
Have you experienced depression in your life?
I can't say that I've experienced depression. I do get sad at times, but in my experience, when I get sad, I go within myself to find out, why am I sad? Mm-hmm. How can I learn from this? What is it trying to teach me? And how can I grow? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's more of a learning process for me to build on it and learn from it and try to make myself better from it and try to help other people from it. So I can't say that, yes, I've been, well, wait, yeah, I can't say I've been depressed. I mean, I lost somebody years ago. It still affects me, but it's not a matter of, for me, it wasn't a matter of overcoming. It was more of living with, being able to handle the day-to-day without him. Mm. And that's not something that anybody should have to do. But you have to. You have to learn how to handle it and handle your day-to-day without that person. Just so that you can go on, because if you don't, yeah, you will fall into that depression. You may not get out of it, and it's all a test to the type of person and character that you have.
Yeah,
that's a fact. I want to elaborate on what she was just saying as far as going inside yourself, because a lot of things I share, I always say, like, our strongest asset is our mentality. Because early, I know somebody was saying that He just stick by himself and do his thing, had to come overcome it by himself. And I believe help is always good. Don't get me wrong. I believe if you can get help, you get it. But at the end of the day, if you know that you can overcome it by yourself, that's really the strongest thing right there. Because at the end of the day, everybody can't always be there for you, even if they want to. So you got to understand that you are the person that can overcome everything. And also overcome and also achieve certain everything at the end of the day. But like I said, help is always good. But at the end of the day, you got to have that know in your mentality that if nobody else help you, that you can still overcome whatever the battle, whatever obstacle that you're dealing with, whatever challenge. Because at the end of the day, again, you're the person that's going through it, and nobody's going to be able to take that burden off of you. At the end of the day, you got to understand that it's your mentality. It's really a mindset thing. And once you could complete that, overcome it, that you're the strongest over. That's why I always say, again, our mentality is our strongest asset. And I'm going to always believe that, because in the day, I believe everything is really a mental thing. No matter what it is, even if you say you're not depressed, but you felt a way about it, that's a mental health thing. And everything that we do, in some way, it affects our mental health, whether we're sad, mad about something, because sometimes one thing happens and it triggers other emotions, which is like built up again mental health. So any day I definitely just want to elaborate on that.
Absolutely legit. And I would also like to elaborate what the both of you are saying, because our listeners are listening and it's helping people process their mental health, because we have to face it and hear exactly what we're saying. Because what Anomaly was saying, that's a process of life. It's just a matter of time when people pass away, but most people are never ready for it because you never know when it's coming. So we don't honestly process it correctly. And then what Legit is saying, if you're able to go through it yourself, then go through yourself. Help is always there. Help is always good. But if you're able to go through it through yourself, go through within, that'll help you stronger, because at the end of the day, you are only left with yourself. So to say, hold on. Let me finish. Because when I say you're only left with yourself, when you sleep at night in your head, only you can fit in your head. Only you are left with yourself in your mind, but you can have a support system around you. You ever heard of the saying, 10,000 people feel alone in the same room?
Yeah.
The reason why that is because they haven't gone within. They haven't explored themselves first. So they are surrounded by a support system, which is great, because people need people. We're biologically wired to need other people. So that's a fact. But isolation isn't always bad. You have to go through a period, because when you're in your mother's womb, it's you and your mother. It's you and her. You're feeding off her energy, her emotions, even down to what she eats, processes through you before it goes out. So that moment, that's right. Moment of birth, you're experiencing your isolation in your womb. It's just like when you die, you're from the womb to the tomb, and your mother's belly, your mother's womb, and then you're in the ground in the tomb by yourself. But from personal experience, depression is heavy. I mean, of course, it's uncomfortable, but isolation helped me understand who I was myself. I was depressed so much, I stopped talking. I became a mute for 2 years straight. And my mom, I don't want to go through what happened that made me do that. I'm sorry, guys. I just don't want to do that.
It's all good, man.
But I became a mute for 2 years straight. And when I say a mute, I mean nothing. And to the point, I forgot how I sound. My mom put
me... Not even to yourself?
Not even to myself. I only know how I sound in my head, but I haven't heard a voice in 2 years. You see what I'm saying? I was put in all these classes. People would talk to me. I was separated from people. You see what I'm saying? Of course, you're going to have the dark thoughts. But within those 2 years, I was able to experience things that otherwise I don't think I was able to experience or be able to explain. Because a lot, I hear the commonality that the Lord was in all the situations. We had to turn to the Lord. And we have to turn to ourselves, and we have to turn to other means than the traditional, what people would say. So a lot of people don't recognize or identify with religion. So how do they overcome, which is they overcome from the isolation from within themselves with a support system? Because even though in those 2 years that I couldn't talk or utter a word, people still was around me that will talk to me. You see what I'm saying? So if they completely stopped talking to me, it would have been a lot harder. But the fact that they persevere. Exactly. So it's just like saying, are you okay? Or, well, I'm going to pray for you. Or, I'm going to make your favorite dish. Or, I'm going to buy your favorite toy. You know what I'm saying? Just to try to relate to you.
Yeah, and you still be the way you are, you know?
Like, exactly.
A room for people still feel alone. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Exactly. So,
I
say shout outs to the people that the support system that prevails, because they don't know what you're going through, but they try to understand and have empathy, but they still have a consistency to be there for you, even though you're not ready for them to be there for you, but they are trying to keep you here. You see what I'm saying? Because it's a slippery slope, because you can easily go to the suicide rate. You know what I mean? And some people did, and some people do. You see what I'm saying? And the suicide rate is very, very high, but it's because our environment contributes, our lifestyle contributes, our diet contributes, and the way we process our emotions, because we have emotions for a reason. A lot of times people want to fight the emotion. Oh, I don't want to cry. I don't want to love. I don't want to accept. You see what I'm saying? Oh, I don't want to be sad. You have these emotions for a reason. You chose to process them. It comes and goes. Your body knows what it needs. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to love, love. If you want to accept and receive, do it. If you angry, be angry. But you got to know how to process it. You see what I'm saying? It's the ones that don't know how to process it erupts negatively. Just imagine if we all were superheroes. God damn, how many people would be left in the world?
The homie would be straight, I know that much.
How many people would be left? Oh my God. How many people would you kill with your, if looks can kill, how many people you killed yesterday? Okay. I could have told you, I'd probably, if looks can kill, I killed the whole Sam's Club yesterday.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of niggas dead.
Right.
I would have been a serial killer.
Right, exactly. You said that this was $4.99. You charged me $6. Dead. But it's like that. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I want to bring it back to what you guys are doing, evolving through experience, because that's a mouthful and it says a lot, because we are continuously evolving through the experiences that we have on a daily basis called life. So either you evolve for the good or you evolve for the bad. And even that's interpreted differently, because some people don't even recognize good and bad. They just recognize the experience. You see what I'm saying? So y'all have years ahead of you. You still have years to learn and explore and change. And to say evolving through experience, that's an eternal thing. That's forever. Because as long as you are evolving, you can continue to experience. You see what I'm saying? So there is no real wrong answer with anything. So it's just you experiencing it through your life, through your interpretation, and through your perception. Because many people lived before us, and many people have experienced before us that can live to tell the tellers or write books to tell us the experience. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when we read their life, it say, hey, this is how they dealt with love. This is how they dealt with daily life experiences. You ever been on Facebook and heard all those positive quotes? Those quotes came from somewhere, but just not used in the fashion that it need to be used. Because Albert Einstein could have said something, but they quote a rapper under it as if the rapper made it up. You see what I'm saying? But people don't know that the rapper didn't make it up, so they don't know. But they can process the quote in their daily life if they respect or understand what that person was saying. So if Legit tells me something to uplift me, I'm apt to listen because I know and love Legit. If Quincy, you tell me something to uplift me, I'm apt to listen off the strength of Legit and off the strength of the show, and that I just met you now because you sound like a solid dude.
You see what I'm saying?
So people will listen if they respect and love the vessel that it's coming out of.
People always assume, like, people judge off how you look. And sometimes what you say to people, how they judge you, you know what I'm saying? It always how you look, because I got things all over my face. People love me, you know what I mean? what you say to people. It's being real, you know, like, people, it's like what you say to people, it counts.
It does.
Look them in the eyes and talk to them, you know what I mean?
You got to.
Especially when we go far,
because don't go around here, don't know. Like looking crazy and your energy's off. You're going to feel the vibe, like, oh, man.
Yeah. Right. You see what I mean? Like a dog, you can't show fear. Show that fear, they're gonna bite.
But people gotta understand that we are energy beings. We emit vibes. We emit the energy. It depends on how far your radius goes. You ever went into a room or been around people who love you, and if you're sad and you're mad, the whole room is down?
Yep.
That's the vibes. That's the energy you are emitting. So yeah, they can feel it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I'm worse.
No.
I had time in my life. I had a time in my life where, like, I had some friends in my life, and we all used to chill together. And as soon as I left them alone, like, it's like they all, like, just went their own separate ways. I was like, damn, like, what the hell? Was I, like, the cause of all this? You know what I mean? Like,
you could have been the
cause. Yeah, it's like, it's just like, but I don't do it on purpose, so I just need time to myself sometimes to do what I want to do, you know?
But that's why people need people. You know what I'm saying? We were, exactly. We was not created to be the lone wolf. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's a fact. That's what God's for. Exactly.
So if one of us is sad, we're going to feel it. If one of us is hurting, we're going to feel it. But if one of us is happy, it's going to trigger and make the other person happy, and that creates a chain reaction of illumination of light. So we just going to be all happy.
Yeah. So what's somebody's energy is like? Just flat out bad, man.
Flat you out. Say that.
I mean, how can you control it? Like, how can you control it, bro? But if you're trying to help the whole world get good energy, how can you help this person with bad energy turn into good energy? If they don't want to change it, you know?
Right.
How do you
deal with that?
Change your family at that, you know what I mean?
They gotta want to change that energy.
That's right.
Yeah. You can't make them change that energy.
It's second, it's your own family. Like,
yeah, you gotta do it at a distance.
You gotta be a cold nigga sometimes, you know?
You gotta do it at a distance. You gotta help them from a distance.
That's right. Yeah,
no, you keep your same energy, but you gotta do it at a distance. Keep being positive every time you see him, because, like, the light always gonna come through the dark. You know what I'm saying? It's just facts.
You gotta always do, but
you gotta keep fighting because, even like I said, I get negative energy all the time at my job, and it's from my own people a lot of times. That's the crazy thing about it's from my own people. I'm not even talking about family. I'm just talking about people that don't even know me, just coming in, just already giving us bad energy, bang, 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 bang. But then other races, they learn other races to death. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I'm trying to help, and I'm really. Legitimately trying to help him.
Okay, I got your heart.
Yeah, and they coming at me like, especially younger males coming at me like I'm a threat. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to tell you what's good. The alpha male syndrome. Like, yo, I don't want to be the alpha male. I want to be a male. I'm a male. I'm just trying to survive, yo. I'm trying to survive. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then I get a lot of respect from older people. Like, because I always keep that mindset. Like, I don't want nobody to disrespect my grandmother or my friends, grandfather, like anybody in my people or my friend. I don't want nobody to disrespect their family or anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because you just, the same energy I give off to people, I want somebody to do that to my family, you know? See, the when they sin. So that's what I always try to portray. And a lot of times, that self-analysis, I get up every day now and try to figure out what's my flaws and how can I, what I need to work on every day, because I never thought about that. And then more and more, as I became an entrepreneur, and more as I just became trying to do better in life, I had to self-analyze myself, so I can't talk about nobody else if I ain't analyzing myself, you know what I mean?
Correct.
So I had to do that all the time. Every day I get up, like, Larry, what you gonna work on today? How you gonna make yourself better? Because I never used to think about that, because I always used to think, all right, I'm gonna fix it, I'm gonna work it out, bang, 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 I'm hustling, I'm moving, keep my feet on the street. Keep my feet on the street, you know? But now, the older I get, more I dig. I'm digging more corporate America and
evolving.
Evolving. Thanks.
That's my favorite word.
Bang. You know? And that's why I like your concept, man. Just keep telling us about it. Keep digging it and putting it out here. So, like I said, because it's not just us. People watching, people listening, going through the same things we going through. You know what I'm saying? And the best thing about it, like Rio said, they want to hear it from somebody like us. They want to, yo, did the same thing. Yo, lost his people. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Yo, bitch.
Yeah. And the middle like that, I can do it too. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Because everybody always see that facade, like, man, I just jumped up the next day and got busy. No. Yeah. Man, I just jumped up.
I said, so? My son said, what? Like, people be, it ain't that easy, man. And like, man, my mom been passed. I'm going on 4 years. And the crazy thing about it, like, it made me come back to Baltimore. That's what made me come back to Baltimore for my mom.
Oh.
Then so when I came back to Baltimore, we're like, yo, I got off probation. I said, look, I'm going to go back to Baltimore. So then.
Seriously.
But when I got off probation, I didn't go. Because I was like, yo, my mind wasn't right. Because I dig back in the same situation that got me on probation. So I'm like, my mom was like, yo, come back. My mother got sick. And then a couple years later, I'm like, look, all right, I'm going to come back for my mom. And then I didn't know what the Lord had planned. Like, once I came home, you know, I was taking care of my mom. And I was like, man, I ain't going. I don't want to do this. But it made me and my mom closer because my mom was in Baltimore for a while. Like, we were separated. And, you know, and I'm a grown man, you know. But, you know, you still got that yearning for your mom. You still got that yearning for your people. You know what I'm saying?
Grown man upstairs, baby.
Yeah, so I needed her. You know, I have kids, so I was like, I needed her for my kids, and I was like, man, I needed her for myself.
My baby, man. I'm like, my mother's death, man. Straight up.
Yeah.
My mom, my heart, man. My baby.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about my kids, like, they need a grandmother, whatever. But nah, I'm like a little, because I grew up so early. I jumped off the porch early. So, and then it's a thing, like a number, you probably could vouch for this, that thing where guys yearning for like a motherly figure.
Oh.
Basically, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So when Porter, guys want, huh?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
I can ask you anything, right?
Talk to
me. Oh, gosh.
All right. Is this the reason why you was into, like, a lot of older women at one point?
Yeah, I was just about to go to that. And that's why I used to love older women. I used to love older women because, like, yeah, they treated me like a baby. They treated me like
a whole soul, bro.
Yeah, they treated me like they treated me like a baby, yo. They were treating me like a kid, but you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not really proud of that because I know you probably had guys that wanted you to do motherly things. Like, nigga, I'm your girl, not your mother. You know?
Right?
Yeah,
I've been a bad boy.
But all of this came from self-analyzing myself, though. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, I needed that. And, you know, you never know where the Lord or the higher beings, I'm not just going to say, I never know with religious people, but wherever life takes you, basically, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and a lot of it was just learning experience. So now, once I'm older now, and then things happen, and now I'm better, I can realize, like, damn, man, like, you know, I needed that, and I needed my mother, and I needed that the way where she already taught me how to be alone. She already taught me how to take care of myself. But I needed her to vouch for me, because one of the best things she told me, she always told me she was proud of me, and I needed to hear that. One more time, you know.
Awesome.
So, you know, once you know your parents proud or your cousin proud of you and your friends proud of you, you know what I'm saying? That's the best feeling.
Yeah.
And then you know, and you proud of you. And that was the main thing. Like, and when you, like, you feel it, because, like, people boost you up. And when you feel it in yourself, like, I already got the confidence, but when other niggas pat you in the back, and like, damn,
okay.
It's on. Like,
yeah, that shit on,
that's
boy.
That's love.
Especially when, like, strangers do it. Like, if you walk in, and then, I know people don't care, but you do care about compliments and encouragement. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah.
So especially if a bunch of hoes be like, God damn. Thank you, bitches. Mm-hmm. Thank you, bitches.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, hoes.
Thank you. We all need encouragement, hoes. We all need encouragement.
Hey, appreciate you.
And you know that's what we do it for. You know, in the sense, we do it for the ladies. So
we
the
do
ladies.
It for the ladies. Do it for the ladies.
I do it for Lord.
No, for real. Then we gotta just, you know, digest the process for progress, you know? You gotta be in it. You gotta be in it.
You gotta recognize it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because you're going through something bad doesn't mean it's all bad. It's there for a reason, to teach you something. Now, whether you live in that negativity or whether you say, okay, let me figure out what this is about. Why am I going through this? And let alone, not alone going through it, but going through it again, because I truly believe that that lesson is going to repeat itself until you learn it.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's facts. I know about that, too. That is, like, you keep going through it.
I had a question for Legit. Legit.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You live in Atlanta, correct?
Correct. Well, yeah, I'm in school now, though, so yeah, but I'm still in Georgia. About 2 hours from Atlanta.
Okay. How do you keep the energy and the motivation and positivity that you have in the environment that you're in?
Honestly, again, just going back, realize, like, this, it's all a mental thing, and if I allow myself to go back to that mentality, then I allowed it, because at the end of the day, it's always going to be a mental thing first, so I just got to be reminding myself, and also reminding myself of how far I came, like, just knowing that I came from this and did that, overcame that, it just gives motivation, though, that whatever come my way is like, I'm going to be able to overcome it, like, can't nothing do in that. So I always told myself, like, now that I freed myself of all that, I just realized, like, yo, if anything ever threatens my peace of happiness or my, my peace of happiness, it has to be destroyed. Like, it's no way around it. So I told myself, if school starts bothering me mentally, where to a point I'm like, it's affecting my peace and happiness, I'm going to leave, because at the end of the day, that's the greatest gift and that's true wealth. Like, school is cool and all, but if it's starting to affect with you mentally and your happiness, and it is taking you to a place mentally and spiritually that's not healthy, I'm out. Or anybody in that position, like, anytime you're in something, a job, no matter what it is,
what's
like
your problems on it?
Yeah, like, don't hang on to something like that. I'm sorry, say that again.
I had that mothership problems go, man. It was causing it in the way, like you were saying.
Yeah. So
everything, sacrifices, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. And that's just what I just have to remind myself all the time, knowing that I'm not going to stop and let anything affect what I have going on now, because if I do that, then I'm going to go right back to where I started. And that's not the goal. We got to keep evolving. And especially with the company, like, I got to be a prime example. I got to practice what I preach. I can't have a company called Evolving Through Experience and I'm out here doing the opposite. That's
the most good.
Right.
And I also, like, that's why I also share stories on the website. If y'all ever went to the website, evolvingthroughexperience.com.
Let me link, but don't mind. I want to check it out.
Definitely. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you go on the website, it's just evolvingthroughexperience.com. And you go on the website, you go to Evolving Experiences. I share stories of people overcoming different things. Like, and it's important for me to share people's stories from their words. Like, I don't write the stories myself, because can't nobody read somebody's story. Like, they could tell their story. Like, I can tell my story better than anybody else can. So I make sure it's vital that all the stories I share is from people directly. And that's what you'll see. Like, a lady, I actually shared her overcoming 2 miscarriages. Like, she wrote about it and whatnot, and just talking about how she grew from that, and just looking at the bright side of things. Because at the end of the day, we got that choice. You can look at the bad or you can look at the good. And if you look at the bad, it's not going to get you nowhere. But if you look at the good, it'll at least make you feel better and just make you see that you learned something from it. So you'll see that story on there, because that's a sensitive subject for her. And I know it's probably a million other people that went through miscarriages, especially her having to overcome it twice back-to-back years. Like, that's trauma. And that's another thing that deals with mental health as well. And, like, somebody reading that, you could actually be motivated from that. Reading somebody else's story, seeing what they overcome, it helps you realize that whatever you're going through is overcomable as well, especially when they went through something way worse.
Yeah.
So that's what I got to remind myself every day.
No doubt, no doubt. You said something very interesting, that you came a long way. Have you come so far away? Have you ever looked at yourself like you was a piece of shit? Like, damn, I'm a piece of shit right now. You know, I need to change.
You said, have I looked at that like in the past?
Yeah.
I definitely say that. Yeah, I definitely felt that way many times. And again, like, that's a mentality thing. Like, if you put that in your mentality, you got to know you're great before the world know it, even before you even prove it. So, like, if you put that in your mentality, like, yeah, I definitely could say I had that mentality before, or thought that way about myself. But at the end of the day, if I sit there and keep thinking that about myself, it's going to be the reality. It's going to come into fruition or whatnot. I probably said that word wrong, but
I went there for like two weeks. I went to that Sambo. I was like, man, I ain't shit, man. Like 2 weeks. I was like, man, fuck this shit, man. I'm not nothing, but I'm useless, man. What am I doing? And, you know, I was like, man, you know what? I'm tripping. I'm that nigga, man. I'm the guy, man. I love myself. I started like loving myself more and more and more, and like get over relationship problems and like all kinds of stuff I was going through at 27, man. But I'm alive, but happy, man. I'm happy as hell, honestly.
That's another thing. I just want to say, like, it's vital. I think it's good to write, like, especially males. Like, even you could call it a journal or a diary. I don't care. But any day, I think it's healthy because you can see your growth. Like, if you can't speak to somebody about how you're feeling about certain times, even in good times, so I think it's vital that you write it down so you can see your growth. Like, I think that's something you got to put out there into the universe or whatnot. So if you're a male, I think you should be writing like a journal. My uncle actually put me onto that, like just writing about how I feel certain days, noting it and documenting different things, situations, experiences. So I think that's helpful too for anybody that would take that advice.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
I'm soaking it up, brother. I'm soaking it up.
I think people can have like an awakening to those exactly what you said, legit, and in the randomest places. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can be at work and you can just realize, like, yo, I need to change, or something needs to change in my life right now. Something got to give. Or you can be in a strip club getting a lap dance and she lift your head off her titties. What's wrong, Mario? I don't know. You know, you just don't know. So you just wake up one day and realize, like, hey, something needs to give, something needs to change, or this is not what I want to go through. So yeah. I say that to say this, that evolving through experience, I think that's a major, major movement. I think a lot of people can get behind it. I think they have a great mentor, great leadership that's evolving through experience currently right now. And we believe in you, legit. So we're going to give you a round of applause for that. Let's just give legit a round of applause right now.
Stay focused. Stay focused. Got to. You got it, man. Hey, sky the limit, man. God is.
No doubt. No doubt. Real deal.
Yo.
Talk to me. Talk to me, bro. You know?
Yeah, man. I'm just, you know, happy, you know, that we could do this and bring it together, you know, because it's very important that, you know, we keep our mental good, we take those breaks and stuff like that to continue fighting this fight. It's a lot of things going on, a lot of things being thrown at us at one time, and, you know, and we all, in reality, like you said, we all need each other, and this connection is real special.
Awesome.
Nip himself, you know, is very intricate to us, you know, from him painting my Nip piece, like he said, his artistic value, you know, what he's brought to life, you know, I couldn't do for sure, but, you know, what I had in my mind, he was able to bring it together, you know, and him having his experiences and involving the road, you know, I had to go ahead and hit him off with that hat with legit. You know, because, you know, the story just was, no, you know, it was just meant to be. It was meant to be. So, you know, we all got to, you know, stay all in. You know,
ain't lying.
Like I said earlier, when that hat came in my life, it's the exact time I needed it. You feel me? So,
And I just want you to know the hats are like the foundation of the brand. because again, like I told you from the beginning, everything, it's a mental aspect for everything with me. You gotta look at it from that way, and that's really our, where our strongest battles come from. Well, that's where, that's how we overcome our hardest battles, and that's also the key to overcoming everything. So you having that crown is really just, I just want you to know, like, that's the brand product right there. That's the main thing. Because at the end of the day, like I said, everything is a mentality thing. So as long as you got that, and you, even without that hat, you got to understand that whatever you go through is overcomable, and you're going to learn and grow from it to a spiritual and mental place that, that not many people know how to do. So just knowing that, I just want to make sure you know. So it's an honor for you to even have it, too. I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
Like, I appreciate you having it, if that makes sense.
Just promise me this, man. Just promise me this. Don't stop what you're doing.
I got you.
So, this is your plan, man. I'm going to rock the hat for sure. It's
love. Appreciate thing, that, bro.
Yes, sir.
No, special, man.
Hold on to it, man. Nobody taking any dreams from you, bro, at all. Nobody.
Love. Thank you.
That's it.
No doubt. So before we get out of here, is any last words legit?
Man, I just want to say I appreciate y'all for even having me on today. Definitely just letting me share on y'all the platform and whatnot, sharing about Evolving Through Experience, the brand, really just with everything. So I just want to say I appreciate that. And just stay up. Keep evolving. That's what I say. Just keep evolving.
No doubt. We'll keep it vibing. And Quincy, any last things you want to say?
Thanks, y'all, for having me on the podcast today, man. Good energy to everybody. God bless all y'all. Keep your goals, accomplish them, and stay focused, man.
No doubt.
Love your family, yeah? Regardless.
No doubt. You already know what it is, man. It's Jay Who the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And I got my main guy, Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
Yo, you know, with another one. Stay up. Let's get it.
Another one, and all the way from the DMV division, Mr. Larry Poe.
Yes, man. Another good one, man. And it's always a learning experience. Let's evolve.
No doubt. Anomaly, what it do, baby?
You know, play safe. But if you are seriously in that depression mode and you can't go it alone, remember to get help.
No doubt. And that's what it is, man. You're tuned into Wave Nation. We love y'all. One.
What?